If you would turn with me this Lord's Day morning to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Dear congregation, as we come to the end of this year, and we look now to the next, if the Lord wills, let us this Lord's Day morning be found looking up and placing our trust in Him. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, we have those familiar words, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Trust Him. Bring your concerns to Him as you approach Him in prayer. And further, as we see here in our text this morning, though there may be difficulties before you, though there may be times when you weep and many a tear is shed from your eyes, bring your thanksgivings to Him. What do we read here? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, as we saw on Tuesday evening, the apostle gave a number of exhortations in the first half of the chapter. Verse 1, he exhorteth the brethren who were beloved to him to stand fast. In verse 2, he exhorted to certain ones that they would be united together. And then in verse 3, he exhorts one whom he calls his yoke fellow to help the woman. In verse 4, there is that exhortation that the brethren would rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. And then in verse 5, an exhortation that their moderation would be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. And then we come to our text. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We have these exhortations and we're to think often upon them. Well, as we come to the end of this year, this one seems so fitting. As we come to the end of this year and we look to the new. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Well, as we approach this text this morning, I'd like us first of all to consider trust, secondly, prayer, and then in conclusion, thanksgiving. Firstly, trust. The apostle, moved by the Holy Spirit, wrote, "Be careful for nothing." Dear brethren, let us not distrust God. We're to put our trust in Him. Now, the believer in their lives here below faces many a trial. In Psalm 34, verse 19, we read, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." We note that word, many. Not just a few, but many. And dear brethren, we do expect many afflictions. Because the word of God, the Lord has made it known. In His mercy, He has made known that we will face affliction. In the world, ye shall face tribulation. There are times of great sorrow, when our hearts are overwhelmed. In Psalm 143, verse 3, we read, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path." My spirit overwhelmed. The psalmist took comfort that the Lord was particularly looking on at that time. He knew that overwhelming feeling. At the root of the Hebrew word, altaf, it speaks of to shroud, to clothe. the overwhelming. And so one is covered in sorrow. One feels faint spiritually. And it can have an effect physically as well. There's this overwhelming, there's difficult times, there's inner pain. There are times when we are cast down. So there are times of great sorrow when our hearts are overwhelmed. And then we can consider further, there are the thoughts of the unknown. What is going to happen to me in my life? And then there are financial challenges, there is sickness and disease, there is the valley of the shadow of death and difficulties one knows in such a time. And then there are difficulties which we face as the church in this country and local congregations in this country as well. These are challenging days. There is much compromise. We can look back over this past week and past year rather, and we can see how compromises have come into the professing church. The old evangelicalism is under attack. Worldliness is flooded in. There's little fruit in many places. Conversions are few. We only hear of a number of conversions taking place in this country. In other countries we hear of many coming to faith, but in this country, just a few conversions we hear of. Numbers are dwindling. And then consider the nation. What things we have witnessed in this nation over this past year. Consider how this nation has further sunk. This nation has further turned its back upon God. Well, we can consider all these things, times of great sorrow, thoughts of the future, financial challenges, sickness, disease, the valley of the shadow of death, difficulties for the church, days of compromise, the nation is sinking so much. We're told here, be careful for nothing. Now, what is the Apostle Paul saying? Are we to be a people who have no concerns? Are we never to cry? Are we never to weep? No. Dear congregation, it is right and proper that we are concerned about certain things. The Apostle Paul had the care of the churches. We are to have a godly concern. And dear brethren, we must not feel at times that we need to hold back the tears when we need to cry. What is the apostle then exhorting the brethren at Philippi to do? Well, it is this, to avoid an immoderate concern, or a concern that is sinful. Be careful for nothing. Now our Lord in Matthew 6 verse 25 spake these words, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? We're to commit our way, we're to commit our lives, all that we need unto the Lord. Yes, we're to have concerns, but we're to bring those concerns to the Lord. Take no thought for your life, the Lord says, what ye shall eat. Yes, we have to make plans. We have to be wise. You go through the book of Proverbs, we see all those truths there that show us we're to be wise with the practical things, but we're to trust the Lord. That's what the Lord is saying there. Now it is wrong to distrust the Lord. Be careful for nothing. We will have our concerns. We must take them to the Lord. When something happens, when something comes to your mind, if we do not take it to the Lord and roll it upon him quickly, we are likely to soon experience an immoderate concern. Be careful for nothing. Now the Lord knows our frame. He knows our frailty. He knows our every weakness. He knows we struggle in affliction. and he takes pity. He knows that his children do worry at times, but he also knows that his children need him. And that's why we have these exhortations to trust in him. That's why we have this exhortation here. Be careful for nothing. Do not distrust God. Trust him. Because he knows it's what we need to do. And dear brethren, we can think of the future, ourselves as individuals, and we can think as a local congregation, and our minds can run away with us. We know what that's like, don't we? But what a blessing to trust the Lord, to simply trust him. This exhortation is intended to help us, particularly when we face challenges and difficulties in our way. Be careful for nothing. Dear brethren, take comfort in the Lord. Firstly, he is the God of providence, and his providence is most holy and wise. All things work for the good of those that love him. Those familiar words in Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them that are called according to his purpose. Dear brethren, you've been called, effectually called. All things work together for good. There's no mistake. He's in control. He will see you through. Be careful for nothing. Do not distrust him. Put your trust in him. Trust him who will see you through. We cannot of ourselves see ourselves through, can we? Trust him who can. His providence is most holy and wise. He so ordered all things. He's governing and preserving. Trust him who is the God of providence. And then secondly, take comfort. He knows all that you have need of. Now you remember those words again in Matthew 6. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? And then a little later our Lord says, verse 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He knows. And he knows before we ask. And is that not a great comfort? He knows all the needs we have from this very moment until we leave this world and go to be with Christ. He knows them already. He knows them. Trust him then. In time, there'll be revealed to you what you need. Well, trust him who already knows your needs now. Your heavenly Father knows. He is a gracious heavenly Father. He will favour you still. He is a loving heavenly Father. Therefore, he will not forsake you. He is a merciful heavenly Father. Therefore, he will take pity. You can trust him. Consider who he is, his person, his attributes, his excellencies. You can trust him. He has a concern, he has a care for you. He will meet your needs. Cast your care upon him, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He so cares. He has such a concern. Bring your concerns to him. He will see you through. He will provide. Philippians 4 verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will supply all your need. Not one thing will be left outside of his rich provision. He will supply all your need. Oh dear brethren, do not distrust him. Be careful for nothing. A number of weeks ago I heard this illustration of an old minister in South Wales. A number of decades ago a certain lady came to this minister. She was very anxious. And the minister read these words, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And as soon as the minister said those words, the lady says, but, She came again, and he read those words. She was anxious, be careful for nothing. But minister, but pastor. Well, this happened a number of times. But one particular time she came, and the minister read these words, and she said nothing. I'm trusting the Lord. But a number of years later, the minister himself was anxious. He was in his 80s, and his wife had hurt herself and was taken into hospital. And the minister was so concerned. Well, a young lad came to him who was terminally ill, and who soon afterwards went to glory. But the minister, the pastor, conveyed his concerns to this young lad who was a Christian. The young lad turned to his minister, and he said it very carefully, with due respect, God who is looking out to me will look out to your dear wife. And that minister realized what he had been doing. He had exhorted often others to be careful for nothing, but there came a time in his life. He was anxious, who's going to look out to my wife? What's going to happen? And this young Christian said those words, and he took them as a loving rebuke. And he trusted the Lord. Ministers are but a men. Be careful for nothing. In the situation you face, dear brethren, trust him. There may be difficulties on the horizon. Trust him. Trust him when you're in the dark. You know, when there's been a power cut, and it's all dark in the house, and somebody says, well, where's the candles? Some of us have got plenty of candles, and we use them already at night time. But where's the candles? Or where's the torch? And then somebody says, where's the batteries? A child may be frightened and calls out, and their parent comes in, their mother or father, and the child grabs hold of them. It's dark. Dear brethren, in the dark, and I say this reverently, grab hold of the Lord. Trust him. As we look to this new year, if the Lord spares us all, put your trust in him. Be careful for nothing. Cast your cares upon him. Trust him. Well, secondly this morning, let's consider prayer. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. When difficulties come your way, when you are burdened, rather than distrust God, turn to him in prayer. Now we notice the exhortation, be careful for nothing. And then we note the antidote, prayer. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. When concerns come your way, turn to him in prayer and trust him. Listen to Matthew Henry. When anything burdens our spirits, we must ease our minds by prayer. When our affairs are perplexed or distressed, we must seek direction and support. Be careful for nothing. Here's the exhortation. Do not distrust God. And as a help, as an aid, as an antidote, pray. And what a blessing prayer itself can be to the believer. Now we note these words. But in everything by prayer. At all times, in every situation, bring everything to the Lord in prayer. He's ready to hear you. Let me hear thy voice, Song of Solomon. He's ready to hear his people cry unto him. Bring it all to the Lord in prayer. In every situation, the different situations, the perplexing situations, when you're overwhelmed, when you're concerned, turn to him in prayer. Exercise faith. Yes, at times our faith may appear small to him, but still there is faith. Oh, turn to him and pray. Bring it all to him. Don't leave anything, even the smallest thing. Don't leave it. Bring it to Him in prayer. Psalm 37 verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You see those things there? Commit thy way. Here the psalmist, he's praying, and as he prays, he's trusting. He's not distrusting the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. The word commit can be translated, rather the Hebrew word which is translated as commit could also be translated to roll. Roll thy way unto the Lord. Roll it upon Him. A child may be upset and the father or mother asks, what is wrong? And they do not answer. And they go off to their room. The child goes in their room and the parent follows them and asks them again, what is the matter? And this time the child turns and pours out their little heart unto their father or mother. Dear brethren, at times we may keep it back, but do not seek to do so. Is there anything you're keeping back today as you think of the future? Take it to Him. Roll it upon Him. He will see you through. If you're keeping back something, stop now and go to the Lord. Commit it unto Him. Spurgeon wrote, roll the whole burden of life upon the Lord. Leave with Jehovah all thy cares. Submit the whole tenor of thy way to Him. Roll it unto Him. He knows. He knows your needs. He's waiting. He wants to hear you. Dear brethren, remember that in affliction. He wants to hear you. He wants to see His children coming humbly and committing their situation unto Him. Pour out your heart to Him. Psalm 62 verse 8. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Note those final words. God is a refuge. He's that shelter in the storm. Go to Him. Trust Him in prayer. Pour out your heart. You remember Hannah when she was in great sorrow because she had no children? She turned to the Lord in prayer. And in 1 Samuel 10 we read, and she was in bitterness of soul. She was so heavy, so cast down, so distressed. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden, remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. She was in great distress, yet she turned to the Lord, and she committed that situation. You may be weeping, you may be so heavy within. Trust Him, turn to Him in prayer. Remember Hezekiah when he was in receipt of 2 Sennacherib's blasphemous letter, 2 Kings 19 verse 14. He went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. He spread it. He brought every piece of that letter to the Lord. And bring every part of your situation to the Lord. Your present distress and in your life as a whole. Bring everything to the Lord. Do not be afraid to tell the Lord everything. Lord, I need help in that situation. I need help in the workplace. I need help in the home. I need help as I go into the community. I need help in all things, in spiritual things and in the practical things. Even the smallest of things that are practical. Ask the Lord to help you. Bring everything. Hezekiah spread the whole letter. Spread everything before the Lord. Bring everything. Oh, turn to Him. Cry out to Him. And as you do so, submit to Him. And trust Him. Psalm 25, verse 1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee, let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. You see that the psalmist, see his dependence upon the Lord. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. He's looking to the Lord. He's thinking about him. He's praying. And he's leaning upon the Lord. Dear brethren, it's one thing to pray, isn't it? We say words. But it's a great blessing when the heart is moved and we're thinking about the Lord in prayer and we're leaning on the Lord in prayer. Oh, for spiritual activity when we say words of prayer. Lifting up of the soul, submit to him. Psalm 57 verse 2, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He's over all. He's performing all things for me in the green pasture and also in the valley. All things, everything, all things work together for good. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Turn to him. Bring your supplications. When we think of the word supplication and the word request, they're very similar words, but we can understand them in this particular light. When we think of supplication, we're expressing our needs to him. When we think of the word request, we're asking. It's very similar, isn't it? But when we think of supplication, we're particularly considering, we're expressing, we're making known our needs to him. Request, we're asking him for things. Express your need. Say to him, Lord, thou knowest my weakness. Thou knowest my frailty. I need help in that situation. I need help in that spiritual situation. The practical things. Express your need and ask him. Ask him for help, strength, patience, guidance. Help me, Lord, in this valley. Help me to trust thee. Help me to bring my concerns to thee tomorrow and the next day. Help me as I face the new day, as I walk through that day. Help me. Give me wisdom in what to think and what to say. Oh, dear brethren, be careful for nothing. Do not distrust him, but turn to him in prayer. Tell him all your needs. Ask him for help. Dear brethren, pray every day and pray about every situation. Pray when you are in the days of blessing. Pray when you are in the valleys. In your present situation, tell the Lord about it. And as we look to this new year, if the Lord wills, let's all be committing our way unto the Lord. Trust him. Pray as we go into this new year, at the end of the year and into the new year. Pray. Pray about the future. Pray about the time between now and glory. We particularly focus on that, but then we can look beyond that. We're praying for great blessing in the heaven to come. Pray. Commit your way. Pray unto him. And then thirdly and finally as we close, thanksgiving. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. With thanksgiving. Now in difficulty, it's so important to pray. It's so important to think about God. Well, think about God this morning. How he's blessed you in times past. How he's helped you. Think of his favour. How he's strengthened you so often. My grace is sufficient for thee, says the Lord. And we've proved it often, haven't we? His sufficient grace. And we know his grace has been sufficient because we've been brought to this very moment. And we know his grace will be sufficient because we'll be brought to the gates of heaven. Consider, look back, how he's favoured you, how he's strengthened you. Then think of his tender mercy, his pity towards you. What compassion. We sang of it earlier, did we not? What compassion. He takes pity. And then think of those tokens of his love, how he's cared for you. Look back and consider. When you're burdened by trial, consider what he has done. And when you pray, when you bring your petitions, in view of his dealings with you and who he is, bring your thanksgiving. In a day of difficulty, we can still bring thanksgiving. Lord, thou hast understood me. Lord, thou hast helped me. Lord, thou hast put my tears into thy bottom. We can bring our thanksgivings to God. It may be a prayer like this. Lord, I come to thee with these difficulties before me. I pray for help, but I humbly thank thee for the way thou hast led me, helped me so far. And I thank thee that thou wouldst see me through. Of course, the prayer may be much shorter. Heavenly Father, I trust thee. I thank thee. Help me, O Lord, with thanksgiving. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. You know, when we look at that prayer our Lord gave, some have called it the directory for prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, we notice particularly there that we begin with God and we end with God. And then the petitions are in the middle. It's so important to begin with God, isn't it? To think about God when we pray. And to thank him. And then we bring our petitions, and we can thank him further as we bring our petitions. And then to end again by considering the Lord. You know, it's so important to think of God in prayer. And in every prayer there is room for thanksgiving. Because the Lord has been good to us on every day. Psalm 116 verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. He's bringing his thanksgiving to the Lord in prayer. Oh, trust him. Turn to him in prayer and bring your thanksgiving. And we can bring our thanksgivings with a flood of tears down our face. Bring your thanksgivings. Thank him. One of old wrote, how good is the God we adore, our faithful, unchangeable friend. His love is as great as his power, and knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise him for all that is past, and trust him for all that is to come. We can look back, we can consider God, and bring our thanksgiving. We look to the future in prayer, and we trust him. As we come to the end of this year, and we look to the new, all that these words would be impressed upon your soul. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Dear brethren, trust him this Lord's Day morning, and trust him if we are spared to see the new year. For his name's sake, amen.